girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, girl. Excuse me. I know we're out at a dance club and everything, but I'm sure glad that I brought my library card because I'm totally checking you out. Whatever you
do,
don't threaten to send a virus to destroy his hard drive. Instead, tell him that you two should hang out sometime and then give him the number to the Loser Line, and hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, this is, and we met at the bar this last weekend. You gave me your number. And, you know, I know we were both talking about how busy our lives are. And I thought, you know, I've got some time on Thursday. Maybe we can get together Thursday afternoon. I mean, I can't get together before noon. I've got my brother's funeral. But after that, I'm totally open. So afternoon, after the funeral, I think that we should maybe get some dinner. Maybe even go out dancing or something. What do you think?
Next message.
He sounded this so guy. Cool until it sounds like you should investigate him for his brother's death.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you got to move on, you know?
Oh my God.
You got to move on. And that's probably what his brother would have wanted.
Yeah. So just going to drop that nonchalantly. And don't worry, I won't be crying after my brother's funeral. He was kind of a jerk.
It is a Loser Line, so I'm just surprised he didn't invite her to the funeral.
Right.
So we have to give him a little bit of credit there. All right, here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hi, Rose. It's Jack. I know you only gave me your number because of my name. Just like the movie, right? I have to tell you something. When we were talking at the bar, you made me feel like the king of the world.
Oh, God.
The king of the world. And I want to sketch you like one of those French girls. Right? You remember that part? Oh.
Next message.
I have a feeling the reason he got the Loser Line was because he was probably doing that in person after
already.
He met her.
Yeah. It would be funny if he said it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll give you that phone number that you can give to somebody who's hitting on you that you'd rather not have hit on you, so they can call us instead and leave us a voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's Zachariah from yoga. I'm having a few people over this weekend for a vegan potluck. Anyways, if you're free, I would love to have you come by. Let me know, okay? Bye. Namaste. Bye.
Next message.
Oh, my God. A vegan potluck sounds like my personal hell.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, doesn't it sound so gross? There's just so much, pounds of tofu.
Quinoa,
yeah, and
kale.
Then yoga after. And then you can have those nice vegan yoga farts.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be fun.
Next message.
Hey, this is Mandy. We met a few weeks ago, and I'm just going to say it. We hooked up, and this was the phone number that you gave me, so I just wanted to call and tell you that I have chlamydia, and you happen to be the only dude that I've been with, so maybe you should get yourself checked out and maybe let every other chick that you've been hooking up with as well know. So thanks, and just so you know, it absolutely was not worth it.
Next message.
Whoa! Dude, that guy's a loser on so many levels.
Dang.
Don't hook up with other people when you've got STDs. Like, go get that stuff fixed first,
and
man.
And when is it ever worth it? I don't think it's ever worth it. I don't think it could possibly be like, you know what? I got chlamydia, but wow.
Yeah.
Worth it. Hello, I'd do it again. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Jessica, it's from the other night. I know I had mentioned maybe going for a hike, but buddies of mine told me there's a lot of like criminal activity going on at the where I talked about going, and apparently there's like some eyewitnesses or something that said the guy looks like me and wearing like my shirts or something. So I was thinking maybe we should go anywhere else other than the area where they're looking for me I mean, the guy that looks like me. Not me, the other guy. The guy that looks like, doesn't look, looks like me. It doesn't matter. Just give me a call.
Next message.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one she missed out on.
I know. I wonder why she gave him the loser line, because he doesn't sound creepy at all.
I want to know what he's doing in the woods and why he hasn't been caught. That's what I want to know.
And maybe we should turn that number into the authorities.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you remember calling into the loser line? No, I was just calling some chick who was really into me and I wanted to go hiking. All right, that was the loser line. Listen to it regularly on Monday at 7:10 and 9:10. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.